Greetings, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White. Saturated Sunday, preparing our hearts and minds for collective worship at our individual churches. Today, we dedicate our intercession to churches near and far and pray that people are empowered to live a life of purpose as a result of the gospel. What better way to start our day than with the on-fire man of God, Pastor Lavelle Jones, as he walks through the Word with passion and power. Put your seatbelts on. We're not a church, we're just a bunch of radical believers that know that the effectual continued prayers of the righteous availeth much. We empower you to go back into your local church and assist in holding up the arms of your set man or woman of God assigned to your life.
Victory family, I am coming from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust as I pass the call.
Good morning. Thank you, Sister Tracy. Awesome scripture. Good morning, everyone. God has shown us yet another expression of His love, another opportunity to be alive, and we do thank Him. I want to jump right in. I was encouraged, I believe, on Tuesday by Miss D. She always encourages me, and she talked about something. So I want to lift up Psalms 1, verse number 3 today. It says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And I just want to lift up what a saint should look like, because I'm always fascinated over this particular passage for several reasons. Number one, when I read it, it appears that the writer was sleeping on the job, because in most cases, whenever you run into any blessings, the blessings come at the end, never at the beginning. In essence, before you get a diploma, you got to go to school. Before you retire, you got to go to work. Before a paycheck, you know, you've got to get a job, because the blessings normally come at the end. But this psalmist, he seems to be so excited that he issues out blessings at the beginning. He places the blessing first. He starts off by saying blessed. And saints are like that. We actually get our blessings on the front end, because all of us here on the line, we're saved. Most of us, if not all of us, were saved. We've accepted Christ, gave us the package deal on the front end. And most of us think that we have to wait and wait to be blessed. But the truth of the matter is, I'm already blessed, because when I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, He gave me right then everything I needed. You see, it seems like He just knows how to issue out blessings at any given time. And I like that, because God Himself, I mean, He does things different than the way you and I do it. I mean, He uses math different from the way we use it. I guess what I'm saying is, God counts different than the way we count. Man says 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, but God says, no, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, 3 but 1. We say 2 times 5 equals 10, but God says, no, 2 times 5 equals 5,000, 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread. And when they had finished, He fed the multitude and fed 5,000 men, and not including the women and children. We say, in order to get, you must add, but the Lord says, in order to get, you must divide. You remember the rich young ruler, he came to Him and said, "Master, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" And the Lord said, "Go and sell what you have and divide it among the poor. Come and you shall have riches in the kingdom." We say, in order to get up, you got to go up. But the Lord says the way up is down. The way to become rich is to become poor. Now, you do remember that Jesus came down in order for us to go up. He became poor in order for us to become rich. He became disgrace in order for us to have amazing grace. So, if you don't mind, let me just take a few minutes and walk through it. Because, first of all, He gives us the path of the saint. Because He says, first of all, he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, which means that we really ought not listen to sinners. In essence, we ought not get advice from ungodly people. And most of us have a short connection or a short vision of ungodly people because we put ungodly people in one little basket. We think just totally ungodly people are pimps, prostitutes, or what have you. But they're not the only ungodly people in the world, if you will. And then he says, don't listen to the ungodly, but then he also says, don't linger with the ungodly, because the scripture said, or stand in the way of sinners. In other words, don't spend too much time with sinful people. When you're around them, in essence, what he's saying is you ought to try and win them to the Lord. So watch what he says. He said, don't listen to the sinner, don't linger with sinners. But he also says, don't laugh at sinners, because it says, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. In other words, don't laugh at their mess. Don't get tickled because they're sinful. Don't laugh when you see a drunk person or somebody strung out on drugs, because without the grace of God in our life, you and I just might be in the same situation. So, in essence, I'm not here by happenstance. I'm here because I've been saved by grace, and I'm here because of his unsparing mercy. So he said, first of all, the saints should be separated from the world. But then he says he should be satisfied with the word. Because watch what he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, he is satisfied with the word. In essence, you can be broke but still be satisfied. You can be outdoors but still be satisfied. You can be home alone but still be satisfied, because the sincere milk of the word will be a comforter when you're lonely. It'll be a burden lifter when you're a burden. It can be food for you when you're hungry. It can be your battle axe in the time of war. That's why the writer, David, said, thy word have I hid in my heart. And I thank God for his word, because I'm separated from the world. I'm satisfied with the word. But watch this. I'm also saturated in his water, because he said that the tree should be planted by the rivers of water. Notice there's an S on the word rivers, which means that I've got supply coming from a lot of different areas. Now watch this, and I'll be through. Notice he said that the saint shall be like a tree. And you know, I had a conversation with the psalmist as I was writing this week, and I said, psalmist, why can't I be like something other than a tree? I mean, after all, God used the wind in so many different areas. He used water. He used fire. Can I be like water? Because he had Moses turn water into blood. When Israel was in the wilderness and the water was bitter, he had a tree to fall in the water and make the bitter water sweet. When Israel needed to cross the Red Sea, they had to cross water. Jesus baptized by water. So I asked the psalmist, why can't I be like water? But the psalmist came right back and said, Jones, you can't be like water, because water likes to take the image of everything it gets next to. If you put water in something flat, it'll lay flat. If you put water in something crooked, it'll be crooked. Put water in something straight, it will be straight. Stand water up, it'll stand tall. Lean it will lean. Heat it up, it'll evaporate. Freeze it will turn to ice. You can't be like water, because water likes to look like so many other things. So I said, psalmist, if I can't be like water, can I be like the wind? I mean, after all, God did use the wind. You do remember when Israel got hungry and he bought bread and for breakfast, and they were still complaining. So he took the wind and he flew in a covey of quail so they could have meat for breakfast and meat for dinner. He took the wind when Ezekiel walked out in the valley full of dry bones. There were head bones too headstrong to listen, neck bones too stiff and seeing the turn from right to wrong. There were backbones that had been laying in the bed of adultery, thigh bones that had been sitting in the seat of the scornful, knee bones that had been bowing to idol gods, leg bones that had been standing in the way of sinners, toe bones that had been tipping in and out of other folks' back door. And when he had finished preaching, the bones were together, but they were still dead. God said, now, preach to the wind. And when he preached to the wind, flesh came on those dry bones and they lived. And y'all remember on the day of Pentecost, he used the voice of the wind. He said there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and that house was filled where they were sitting. He said, why can't I be like wind? But the psalmist shouts back and said to me, you can't use the wind because the wind changes too much. It comes from the south one minute, the north the next minute, the east, the west, because you have to sit on a solid foundation. So you ought to be able to say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. So you can't be like the water. You can't be like the wind. Well, how about fire? I mean, psalmist, after all, you remember when God got ready to get Moses' attention, he set a bush on fire. When Elijah challenged the real God, he challenged the God that answers by fire. Jeremiah wanted to quit preaching, but he found out it was like fire shut up in his bones. And on the day of Pentecost, they used tongues of fire. They set up upon each of them, why can't I be like fire? And the psalmist said to me, he says, you can't be like fire because I'm saving my fire for my last day. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire. And the same fire that will warm me up will be the same fire that will turn around and burn me up. So I want my saint to be like a tree. So let me tell you a few things about a tree, and then I'll be through. First of all, it's different. Everything you know, when it dies, it lays down. Dogs die, they lay down. Cats die, they lay down. Everything else that dies lays down. But a tree is different. When a tree dies, it dies standing. And by standing in dead, it's a hazard to anybody who walks under the tree. I mean, you can walk under a dead tree, limb hit you, knock you in the head, kill you on the spot. Yes, it will. And I know many of us don't like it, but the church is the place where we ought to make some noise. I mean, the church is a place where saints are born again. It's a place where we come to worship and praise the true and living God. And sometimes I don't understand why some people come to worship and never worship. Because listen to the word worship, 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 worship. I worship God because of what He is worth to me. And if he may not be worth anything to you. If He ain't worth anything to you, you ain't gonna say nothing. Because if He haven't done anything for you, I can understand why you don't say anything. I can understand you're not rejoicing. But understand this: when the Lord found me, y'all, I was at the bottom of the garbage can, and He picked me up, and He took red blood and put it on a black heart and washed it whiter than snow. And maybe you can be quiet, but y'all, I've got too much to thank God for. I told God a long time ago, if you save my life, I'd serve you. And you see, we need to let somebody else know that we're on the same side, because I've been washed by the same blood, I've been redeemed, I've been sanctified, I've been set apart for holy use. But then, have you ever noticed that most of the time in the winter, we put on extra clothes? Have y'all ever noticed that? You put on extra clothes in the winter, but in the summer, we take off clothes, and we do it so we can relax, we can stay cool, we can cool off. I mean, we want to be cool when it's hot, so we take off clothes. But a tree is just the opposite. A tree takes off its clothes in the winter and puts on its clothes in the summer. What are you saying, Jones? I'm saying if I'm a saint, that means I ought not to act like the world. The world don't need to look at me and think I'm one of them because I'm different, I look different, I act different, I live different, I talk different. And that says I'm not following the world. The world has got to follow me. And God told me to be the salt of the earth, so I'm salt. I'm seasoned. I'm flavored. I flavor the world, and the world can look at me and see that I've been changed, that I've been born again, that something has happened in my life without me wearing a big cross around my neck or me carrying a big old Bible or hanging a sign on my back. And that's just when the world sees me, they ought to know that the Lord has laid His hands on me. But watch this. The tree grows down before it grows up. It grows down so that the roots can root itself underneath the soil, and it's not going down just to be growing down. Not only are the roots gripping themselves, the roots are feeding the tree. And notice the text says that the tree is a little different from flowers and plants, because flowers and plants are seasonal. In other words, they die when the weather changes, but not so with the tree. A tree is being fed from under the surface. So when other stuff dies, a tree can keep on living. And I like that because when the saints of God have a firm foundation, when the world commits suicide because of surface stuff, saints keep on living because we got a reservoir from underneath the soil that keeps feeding you, that keeps giving you supply. Have you ever seen folks and you wonder where they get their strength from? You wonder how it is they're still standing, how they're still making it. The reason they can keep making it is because they've laid a firm foundation. And I need to tell you that you need to lay one because sooner or later your life will be placed at a test. And if you don't have a firm foundation when your test comes, you won't be able to handle your storm. I don't have time to walk through my testimony. But somebody on the line knows that storms will come, that testing times will show up, and you can tell just as good when a tree is out there that's got shallow roots, because when a storm comes and hit the tree, it'll fall over and the roots are laying all up on top of the surface. But if you got a tree with long roots, when the storm comes, the tree will bend, but it won't break. It'll bend, but it'll bounce right back. And I said, have you ever seen folks that was in a storm 10 years ago and ain't made it back yet? I've seen folks in storms 2 years ago and ain't made it back. But we're still leaning. You're still bending. But if you have a firm foundation when the storm comes, it might bend you, but you got bouncing back endurance. So you got to be able to bounce back when the storm comes. You say, Jones, but my mama died, and that shook me. But other mothers have died. You say, I lost my job. Folks are losing jobs every day. You say, but my wife left me. Well, they leaving every day. You say, my child left home. Good. You say, but I'm broke. That's all right. Your father ain't broke. You say, but I don't know how I'm going to make it. Well, I know somebody that can handle every situation. You see, I've discovered that it's not so much your problem that messes you up as how you handle the problem. Your attitude has a lot to do with your altitude. And if you have a bad attitude, then your altitude is going to be down. But if you have a good attitude in the midst of your storm, God can lift you higher than you ever been. So the tree grows down, and then the tree grows up. The tree gains endurance as it starts going up. That means it takes more to get it down than it did the year before. Last year, a little wind blew it over, but this year it takes a little stronger wind. The next year, it's got to be a hurricane, and every year, it gets stronger and stronger. In essence, it used to bend all the way over, but now when the storm comes, it just shakes it off. And the stuff that used to get you down, it don't even shake you no more. You just got to go right on through your trials and through your tribulations, and you got to say, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. So, you know, I'm through with this, but watch this one more time. The path. He don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. His pleasure, he delighted himself in the Lord, and his prosperity, he bringeth forth fruit. In other words, if you're a saint, you ought to produce some fruit. And that's the bottom line with us. So the psalmist says we need to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Understand that we're not here just by chance. He said, the reason I am where I am is because God planted me here. And when the Lord plants you, guess what? Can't nobody move you but the Lord. You see, sometimes we let other folks make us nervous about our positions, about what we got, and we start thinking they're going to take it from us. But if God plants you, I've learned this, and this is my personal testimony, that can't nobody get what you got, because what you have is tailored to fit you. And let me say this in closing. I'm a big guy, so I don't buy off the rack. I get my suits tailored. And I don't have to worry about nobody wearing my suits or stealing my suits, because if they get it, they can't wear it anyway, because it's tailor-made for me. So what I'm saying to you, my blessings won't fit you and your blessings won't fit me. He said, I've been planted. Now, his prosperity, watch what it said at the end of the last verse. And whatsoever he do shall prosper. Have you heard somebody say, look like everything he touched turns to gold? In other words, he prospers in his work life, prospers in his wedding life, prospers in his war life, to prosper in his word life. In other words, everything he sets out to do, it looks like God has laid his hand on him. Well, I'm glad that I don't have to worry, because number one, I've been planted here. I'm walking in his path. My pleasure is in the word of God, and God has given me permanent residence. In other words, I will not be set out. I've got a building not made with hands. But then lastly, because of my permanent spot, when storms come, they just might rock me from one side to the other. But I got a firm foundation, because when it looked bad on the surface, I'm still being fed from underneath the ground. I've got nourishment that you can't see with the naked eye. And the only way that I'm able to stand this morning and do this declaration is because of the foundation that I'm standing on, and that's the Lord Jesus. I tell you, I want to be like a tree. Now that I know that a saint is supposed to look like, a saint is supposed to have and produce fruit, and the saint is supposed to stand. And y'all, that's all I'm doing. It's just standing. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pass the call. God bless you.
Amen. Gracious God, our Father, we come before you today thanking you for grace and mercy that saw us through the night. Lord, we thank you for how you watched over our family and our children and kept them safe. God, we thank you, God, for being able to get up this morning with life, health, and strength. We thank you for shelter, God. We thank you for food and for raiment, God. We thank you for everything that you've given us, everything that pertains to this natural life and everything that pertains to life and godliness. We don't take anything for granted on this morning, because we know that without you, God, we would have never woken up this morning. Without you, God, we wouldn't make it. We know that without you, we would be lost. Like a ship without a sail. We thank you, God, for everything, for transportation. We thank you for money. We thank you for employment. We thank you for everything that you've given us. God, we thank you for what's on the way. We thank you for the things that you've removed from us because we didn't need it. It wasn't helpful. We thank you for the things that would have been stumbling blocks, but you said no to it. We thank you for being a merciful God. We thank you for being all-seeing and all-knowing. We thank you for being in every place at every time. God, we thank you for your protection, your angels that encamp round about us, that keep us from falling. God, we thank you because we know that it's your hand that sustains us. It's your grace that keeps us, and it's your mercy that has brought us safely this far. Lord, we come before you today lifting a prayer request. We ask that you would touch Miss D, God, and her entire family as they mourn the loss of her uncle. We ask that you would bless them in bereavement. Touch like only you can. Comfort like only you can. Heal, mend the broken hearts like only you can. God, we thank you for little Ben, 11 years old with brain cancer. We know that you are the great physician. You are a doctor, God, that has never lost the case. We ask that you would heal that baby. God, whether it be on this side of heaven or the other, we ask that you would heal his body. Bring peace, bring comfort even to his parents, God. I ask that you will remove all fear and doubt. Let them know that you are yet in control and that they can rest in you. We pray for Jason Taylor as he's being weaned off of medication. We ask that you would regulate his mind. We know you to be not only a heart fixer but a mind regulator, God. You would regulate that baby's body. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal, deliver, set free, God, like only you can. We pray for Ricky and Dale, mother and daughter, as they're reestablishing boundaries in their relationships. God, we pray for healing. We pray for restoration. We pray for peace, and we pray for healthy relationships, God. And we declare that one day they will join this call and become part of the Victory family so that we can nurture and love on them as they learn to love on each other. We pray for Charles O'Keefe. We pray for employment. God, we pray for not only just any old employment or job, but we pray for a career. We pray for spiritual strength and healing. You say it is your will that we will prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So we stand with him on today, declaring that that is your will for his life. We pray for traveling grace and mercy for those who attended the Stellar Awards. We pray for Tim and Monica as they travel, God, back to L.A., we pray for traveling grace and mercy. We ask that you would hold the hands of the airplane, the car, God, plane, train, or automobile, however they're traveling, God. We ask that you would be with them, be on the road, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them.
And Lord, on today is Sunday, we pray for local churches. We pray for our pastors, God, that are standing in the gap, interceding on behalf of their sheep, God. We lift up the man of God. We ask that you would bless, God, that you would speak in a way that's so clear that they will not be able to mistake your voice, God. We pray for prosperity even in the churches, God, not for man, but for the communities at large that they will serve. We pray for every deacon, for every church mother, God. We pray for every first lady, God. We pray for every layperson. We pray and we declare healing on today. God, we thank you in advance for the souls that will be saved. We pray in advance for the souls, God, that will be delivered, for the chains that will be loosed. We thank you in advance, God, for the healing that will come. We thank you because we know that you're able, and that's why we're here. So, God, I pray for the word that will be preached in every church. God, I pray for the anointing. I pray that you would anoint like never before. Oh, God, we ask that you would just move like you want to move. Have your way in every service. Lord, we pray for the unsaved. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. God, we ask that you would call, God. Send out a call from Zion that cannot be ignored. God, we ask that you would return them home, God. Give them a mind to want to know what must they do to be saved on today. God, we pray for our children. We pray for our children's children on today, that for generations to come, that they will know you as Lord and as Savior of their lives, God. And as I get ready to pass the call, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we declare that you are God. Amen. I pass the call.
Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to come humbly but boldly before your throne of grace. Lord, first we pray for marriages, marriages throughout the nation. We pray for marriages throughout the state and throughout the city and throughout the county. God, we pray for Valisita and Ed, Sinai J and Brian, Barbara and Wayne, Denise and Lonnie, Marcus and Carwana, Dee Dee and Maddie, Eric and Juliet, Jeff and Pretty Patrice, Mary and Mr., Tian and Raven, Tracy and Mr., Valerie and Fred, Tiffany and Bill. I even pray for Tashina and her new husband, Bruce. Lord God, we pray for those who desire to be married. We pray for their spouses, for we know that they are born. We pray, Lord God, that you would encourage their hearts. Dion desires to be married. Rivonda desires to be married. Arlisa desires to be married. God, we pray for these single people who desire to be married, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you would help them to position themselves so that they can be ready when they are identified, God. We thank you for working on those things that they may have challenges with right now, whatever they are. But most of all, we thank you, Lord God, that they will not lose out by making a decision to act in and of themselves. Lord God, we thank you for your perfect will in their life, not their permissive will. LaVelle, who desires to be married, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. Lisa, who desires to be married, and Sabrina, who desires to be married, Lord God, we thank you that you have the perfect mate for them. And you won't say one to the man and say something to the prospective husband, and you haven't spoken to the prospective wife. And you won't say something to the prospective wife, and you haven't said something to the prospective husband. You will let both of them know whether they are for each other. And so we thank you for that great and mighty day when they recognize who they are. Cindy, who desires to be married, Lord God, we thank you for that great day when they recognize each other, Lord God, and you set them off, Lord God, and you set them apart, Lord God, so that they can be an example to those others that are waiting to be married. Lord God, we also pray for families everywhere. We pray for single-parent households. We pray for the mother and the father that are in the household. We pray for caretakers who are taking care of nieces and grandchildren and stepchildren and the blended family, Lord God. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you would bless them in a special way because you ordained families from the very beginning. Lord God, we thank you and praise you that each person accepts and takes their role in their rightful places, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the order that is established in the home. We thank you, Lord God, because your word says to us, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We don't care what's going on in the city. We don't care what's going on in the county. We don't care what's going on in the nation. As for us, we will follow your word and follow your plan for our families, Lord God. We pray for our children. those children that are their parents allow them to be exposed to this call every morning. We pray a special prayer for them. We thank you, Lord God, that you're beginning to teach them by precept and example. They're hearing how we labor in prayer. They're hearing how we intercede for others, Father God. We pray for our children, our babies, those unborn children that are connected to us, as well as those individuals, those children that are here on earth and are in our homes, that are in our lives. We pray a special hedge of protection over them, Father. We declare in the name of Jesus that the enemy will not sift them as wheat. We declare in the name of Jesus that they will be the prophets and the preachers and the teachers, the great prayer warriors, the intercessors, the doctors and the lawyers, and those that are operating in judicial systems, in government, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for helping us to recognize their gifts and to cultivate those gifts. We thank you that we speak life into our children. We don't speak curses over them. We don't talk about negative things over them, but God, we speak life into them. From this day forward, we don't care what has happened in the past. From this day forward, we make a conscious decision to speak life into our children. And for those of us who have adult children, we thank you and praise you that as long as they have breath, hallelujah, in their bodies, God, we will not give up. In the name of Jesus, we will not give up on our children. We will continue to lift them up in prayer before you, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you and we praise you and we declare that it is so. And we pray for our city officials, Lord God. We pray for our city officials. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that they will do your will, that they will do right by those that they govern over in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you would help them to make the right decisions with regards to the budgets that they manage, with regards to the decisions that they have to make, the city councils, the city police officers, Father God, the fire chiefs, Father God, the mayors, Lord God, his assistants, Lord God, and all of those individuals that make the city work well, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they will favor your people, those that have churches that are being threatened for certain things. We thank you and praise you for your favor that rests, rules, and abides in the lives of the pastors who govern their churches, Lord God, who bring order, who establish orders. We thank you, Lord God, that we have local officials. They're designed to set order and to keep it. We even pray for our state officials, our governors, Lord God, those that assist him, Lord God, their cabinets, those that advise them. We know that there is wickedness in high places, but Lord, and we also know that you are allowing things to happen because it's preparing us for your great return. Lord God, that in spite of everything that goes on from a local, a city, a county, or a state perspective, we thank you, Lord God, that it's all a part of your plan. But no matter what is happening in those particular capacities, that your people are covered. Lord God, that we don't have to be shaken by the news that we hear. We don't have to be afraid, Lord God. We know that you are in control at all times. And Lord God, as I begin and prepare to pass the call off, we pray for every single person that is on this line. Because we make up the cities. Lord God, we make up the counties. We make up local government. And we make up the states. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. As I pass the call.
So, God, we just bless your name this morning, God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, God, and to intercede, God, on the behalf of others, God. We thank you for this great cause and this great command and this great charge that you've given us, God, to just come before your throne of grace where we can obtain mercy and find favor, God, in the time of need, God. And we need you, God. We need you not only in our local homes and in our city governments, God, but we need you for the nations, God. We cry out for the nations, God, of this world, for those that don't know you, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would cause your people to rise up wherever we are, scattered all over this earth, God, that we would stand up and take a stand for who you are and what you're doing, God, that we would stand up and proclaim that you are God and God alone, that we would speak out and call out and cry out and spare not and tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord, that this world might see, that they might be saved through you. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in those foreign countries. where you've sent forth missionaries, God, to give up their lives and to sacrifice their lives and sometimes their families, God, and then give up everything to follow you. You said if we deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow after you every day, God, then we can be your disciples. God, they've sacrificed so much for your name's sake, God, even their lives, God, and we pray for their families, that you would send the resources that they need, that you would send the help that they need, that you would send the strength, God, that they need. And some of us on this call are the very ones, God, that you are calling to go out into the nations, God, into the hedges, the highways, the byways, and to compel people to come in, God, that your house may be full, God. We pray for the governments over these nations and these countries, God, that you said the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it any way you see fit, God. Turn their hearts back towards you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to see you, God, in everything, God. Just like you had to strike down Nebuchadnezzar and have him eating grass on all fours, God. Sometimes it takes drastic measures, God, for you to get our attention, God. Do whatever is necessary. God, we just thank you that you are sovereign and that you are in control, God. We pray for the children, God, that are starving, excuse me, all over this world, God, those that need us to stand up and to go into our pockets and to give and to show love and to show charity, God. You said that true religion is those that look after the widows and see about the orphans. God, help us to be not so concerned about our family and me and my four and no more, God, those that are just immediately around us, God, but help us to enlarge the borders and the territories of our minds so that we can think outside of ourselves, God, that we can realize that there are other people thousands of miles away from us, God, that are calling upon your name, that don't have the luxuries that we have. They don't have cell phones, and some don't have cars, and some barely have running water, and some don't even have a roof over their heads without holes in them. God, but they love you. God, help us to appreciate what we have before you, God, and to realize that our life does not consist in the things that we have. God, to always be trying to get more, God. Help us to be satisfied with what we have, God, realizing that it's you that gives us everything that we need, God. Help us to be content whatever state that we are in, God. We give you glory and honor, and we bless you, God, for them, God. We thank you for supplying all of their needs, God, for meeting their needs, God, for giving them joy, God, unspeakable, God, for giving them a testimony, even in their situation, God. We thank you, God, that you're calling forth the nations, God, that everyone would rise up right where we are, God, to proclaim your glory, God, that we would stand firm, God, to wait for your appearing, God. We thank you that you said no weapon that's formed against your people shall prosper, God. We thank you that you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, God. And the church that's in foreign countries look very different than our churches, God. Nevertheless, they're your church, God. So we pray right now, God, that you would send forth, God, those that would encourage and speak life to them, God, those that would show them your word, God, and then send them here, God, so that we could see what a true disciple really looks like, God. We thank you, God, for everyone that's committing something of their lives, God, but you called us to give up everything for you, God. We say we lay our lives down for you, God, but do we really, God? For those that are being persecuted, God, for your name's sake, you said that they're blessed, God. You said that they would be happy, God. You said that the kingdom of God would be theirs, God. We thank you, God, that you're raising up an army all over this world, God. And we thank you one day, God, you're coming back to get us. You're sending your son back to get us. For that, God, cause us to be ready, God. Cause us to walk in love, God. Cause us to support the causes, God, you lay on our hearts. Cause us, God, to give up our right to be right, God. Cause us, God, to go forth in those areas you've called us into, God. Cause us, God, to stir up the gifts you've given us on the inside, God, that we might be helpers one to another, God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for our government here, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you get their attention, God, that you cause them to make laws, God. You say when the righteous are in charge that your people will be at peace, God. But when we have wicked men in control, God, our nations, God, are falling apart, God. They're turning away from you, God. They're trying to take you out of everything, even off of our money, God. No wonder why we're in debt to so many other nations. God, I pray that you shake us up right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we're lining up according to your word, and you are strategically, God, putting people in positions, God, that your glory might be fulfilled, God, that your plan might come to pass. For that, we thank you, God. Help us to open our eyes and see what you're doing, God, outside of our little four corners, outside of our borders, God. We thank you, and we bless you. We give you glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
And so, God, we just continue in that vein saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every prayer that has gone forth, Lord God. Thank you for order, God. Thank you, Lord God, for vision and planning, Lord God. Thank you for clarity, Lord God. Thank you that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you called us, Lord God, to the nations. You called us, Lord God, to stand fast in that which you've assigned us to, God. We thank you this morning for governing our hearts, Lord God, for governing our minds, Lord God. We thank you this morning that it was because of your blood, Lord God. It's because of your Calvary's cross, Father God, that you have ordained us from the very foundation of the earth to live in purpose, on purpose. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, for every victor, Lord God, for every family, for every child connected to the line, for every church, Lord God, every pastor, every believer, every person represented here, Lord God. We pray for even the salvation of our loved ones, those that we're crying out for, that you would continue to do a new thing. This morning, we call you blessed. We call you holy. We call you righteous. We call you El Shaddai. We call you El Elyon. We call you Jehovah Rapha. We call you Jehovah Nisi. We call you the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. We call you the Lily of the Valley. We call you Bright and Morning Star. We call you Alpha and Omega. We call you righteous. We call you true and living God. We call you the Wellspring. God, we pray this morning that every person, God, that every believer on this line on today recognizes you as the authority. We pray this morning that you continue to build us up, continue to dispatch us, God, continue to release the gifts, to stir up the gifts that the body of Christ shall not suffer. We thank you this morning that the righteous suffereth violence, but the violent taketh it by force. This morning we worship you, O God. Lord, we exalt you, we extol you, we call you great God. We call you an awesome God. We believe, Lord, that you've already ordained and assigned our territory. God, help us to clarify that which you have us to do. Help us to stand fast in your orders, oh God. Help us to believe you beyond belief. This morning I speak to the faith of every believer under the sound of my voice. Lord, that you strengthen their heart, that they be not weary in well-doing. Lord, but in all of their ways acknowledge you. We thank you that every crooked path is being straightened. We thank you that you chastise those who you love. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a mind to trust you in your infinite wisdom. We pray this morning, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, O God, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. As we begin to take our phones off mute and celebrate you, God, for your infinite wisdom, celebrate you, God, for being our everything. We celebrate you this morning, Lord, for being all that we need. We bless your name this morning for being the lover of our soul, God. We thank you, Lord God, for provision and favor. We thank you, Father God, that you live down your life that we might live in freedom. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, Jesus. We bless your name this morning, God. We give you glory and honor this morning, Jesus. Lord God, that you continue to stand up in us. Lord God, that you build up your spirit in us, God. You said you wouldn't leave us alone, but you give us a comforter, oh God. We thank you this morning,
Jesus.
We thank you this morning,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory and honor. We bless your name, God, for surely you're great and great to be praised. We glorify you this morning. Thank you for the word of God this morning. Lord God, that gives you grace and direction. Thank you, Lord God, for ordering our steps, for you said in your word that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God.
We thank you this morning that we don't have to be concerned with the cares of this world. We thank you this morning that you said, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow will take care of itself. We thank you this morning. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for salvation this morning. We thank you that we join all with you, God. We declare and decree by the power of the Spirit of God that we are the head and not the tail. We declare and decree that we win. If we don't quit, we declare and decree that the enemy will have our children. We declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that the enemy will not have our relationship. We declare and decree that you'll continue to bind us up in love. God, we declare the victory over the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we won't fight against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and hot places and rules of darkness and principalities, oh God. You told us to command our day this morning. And Lord God, we command that we are the righteousness of God. God, that your word declares that you call us friends, oh God. Lord God, so we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. Oh God, we bless your name this morning. Oh God, we thank you this morning. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you this morning, oh God. We bless your name this morning. We bless your name this morning, God. We bless your name this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that our circumstances do not dictate our day, God. We thank you that no weapon against us will prosper, oh God. Lord God, you said that you, if you be for us, God, who can be against us, oh God? We declare and decree that we win. We win, oh God. We win in the name of Jesus. We win in the name of Jesus. We already triumph, oh God. We already triumph, God. When we say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, God, Lord God, we surrender all this morning. We surrender all this morning, God. We surrender all this morning, God. Oh God, you're yet alive, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that we are ambassadors, Lord God, to the cross. We are ambassadors to the nations, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that our children will crush the head of the enemy. We thank you, God, that our great, great, great grandchildren will stand up and call you blessed. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for integrity and character this morning. We thank you for being accountable today, oh God. Accountable to our individual cause. Lord God, that the kingdom would grow stronger. We thank you this morning,
oh God.
Thank you. We thank you this morning. God, thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for salvation this morning, God. Thank you for repentant hearts, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, God. We bless you, God.
Mary and her husband, God. In the name of Jesus. Praise be unto her husband.
We bless your name.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God. Cover their marriage, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Emmanuel said, God. Hallelujah. We miss the mother of you, God.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Thank you.
Thank you that there's salvation in you. Thank you that there's living in your name, God. Thank you, Jesus, that there's healing in your name. Thank you, thank you. Healing in our mind, healing in our soul, healing in our spirit, healing in our physical body. Healing in our
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Yes,
God. Yes, listen, finally, God, we thank you that in spite of and regardless to, we serve a great God. We serve a great God. God, we thank you that you hear our petitions, God. Your word says that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so, God, we thank you that you are not a man that you should lie or son of man that you would boast. God, we thank you that you hear us. God, we thank you that your word declares that while we were praying, you were yet answering. We thank you, Lord God, that angels war on our behalf in the heavenlies, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall see the fruit of our labors. God, we thank you for the sound that causes the enemy to quake. God, we thank you for your name, that at the mention of your name that the enemy must flee. God, we thank you this morning that we can still call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. God, we thank you this morning. Thank you for every voice, Lord God. Thank you for every sound. Lord God, thank you for the right to be able to open up our mouth and declare that we are victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for authority and dominion in the earth. God, thank you that we can tread upon the head of the enemy and you will hear us. God, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you said you'd never leave or forsake us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every affliction, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the captivity works in us, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you deserve our praise, God. You deserve our praise, God. You deserve our praise, God. Somebody has a financial need. God, strengthen their faith. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they have not room enough to receive. God, blow their minds this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, God. 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 I speak to Susie's back right now, Miss D's body, in the name of Jesus, that it would line up with the word of God for the will of God for your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak that little boy, Kevin's name out, 11 years old, God, that's been diagnosed with brain cancer, that his body would line up with the perfect will of God. In the name of Jesus, God, do it. Send your ruha, oh God. Send your rep, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
God, I bless you this morning. I thank you for an opportunity just to tell you, God, I think you're incredible.
Yes.
Absolutely mind-blowing. God, you are incredible. You are incredible. They're not words, God, to describe how we stand in awe of you. God, you're wonderful. You're priceless. You're matchless. God, you're wonderful. Wonderful counselor. Great I am, God. Thank you for being our I am this morning. And so, God, with every prayer, we seal it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and declare and decree that we are ambassadors, God, that we are joint heirs with you. God, we love you this morning. We love you back. And we give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that I ask it all as I pass the call to Pastor John.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank everyone. We acknowledge everyone. Tracy and for the scripture, Sabrina and Tanya for the prayer, Lisa for the prayer, and Dion. Thank everyone. Do we have any first-time callers on the line? And Bubbly, I'm sorry, Bubbly for
doing the greeting. Thank you, Bob. Do we have any first-time callers on the line? No? All right. If there's anyone that didn't get an opportunity, I'm going to ask if you're not going to say anything, please mute your phone. If there's anybody that didn't get an opportunity to say good morning, now is the time. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tiffany.
Good morning, Miss Tiffany.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Janet.
Good morning, Miss Janet.
Good morning.
Morning, Cindy.
Morning, Miss Cindy.
Good morning, it's Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Catherine. Who was that? Say good morning.
Good morning, this is Bernice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Kedra.
Good morning, Miss Kedra. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Praise God on this Palm Sunday, y'all.
Good morning, it's Gail.
Good morning, Miss Gail.
Good morning. Good morning,
anybody?
Ms. Pamela.
Good morning, Miss Pamela.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Good morning, y'all.
Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Deborah Evans.
Hi, Miss Deborah Evans.
Good morning.
All right. Anybody else? All right. If there is none other, no one else, let's jump right in. Ms. D, are you there? Oh, I don't know, everyone's getting ready for worship and all of that. Oh, she's there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, you and Tim, y'all inspired me this week when you were talking about the tree, and the Lord gave me that scripture, and that was awesome. That was awesome. So is there anybody that had a revelation on the word this morning or want to start off or something that caught your eye or question or anything? Anyone? I'm sorry, I'm moving around, but I'm going to put my phone on mute. Is anybody?
I absolutely loved your math analogy and the insight that you shared with regard to God's math being nothing like our math at all, the 2 and the 5 and the root analogy, how it goes down before it goes up. Absolutely a very vivid picture for people who may not have thought about the multiplicity of God in such a fashion, the division, all of it. I loved the analogy. It was great, Pastor. Appreciate you.
Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else?
Can we talk about something else? Because you just killed it. So, I mean, what can we say? Let's talk about the weather. How about that? Excellent, man. It's like speechless. What some things, I don't know, just great, man. I mean, I got, you know, really blessed by it and insightful. And not only it's encouraging to dig deeper into the word to get that kind of message and illustration from it. And I know it comes from study and what God has put in your spirit, my brother. So it's inspiring to me, and I believe it is for anybody that has to speak before an audience, you know, or a congregation, that we really study that word and get into it, because your illustrations very relative to plain and simple language, man. So I appreciate it.
Amen. For those of you, a lot of people think that I got my training in seminary, even though I have a seminary degree. It wasn't seminary. I'm going to tell y'all what did it for me. It was Sunday school. Sunday school did it for me. Seminary was nothing but a buffet style. It was hometown buffet for me, because what a lot of people don't know about seminary, well, Miss D is in an awesome one right now. So other than Miss D, I don't know if anybody else have been there and at these great theological seminaries. You know, there are students that literally come out of seminary debating the validity of the virgin birth and all of that. So it wasn't seminary that did it for me. It was simple, down-home Sunday school, and I've been a very active member in a Sunday school for years. So is there anyone else in terms of a tree? And
Pastor Jones.
Because, yes.
And Ms. D is in queue.
Okay, Ms. Dee Dee. I just want to tell you thank you. Your message was enlightening, and I do love the way you say the blessing order, because blessed already, you know, no matter in spite of everything we go through, we're already blessed. So I just thank you for that piece of it, to just be mindful of that. You know, just waiting for the Lord to bless me. No, blessed already. So I took that out of it, and I'm going to run with that this morning, and I love you and I thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, Misty.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That tree story and the analogies and the metaphors are perpetual. They just keep growing and going. And I'm thankful that the Lord brought that back around to my remembrance, and I was able to continuously share it all week long in different levels and different variations with different people, from my own children to some people I fellowship with on Sunday. So thank you. I thank God for the living word that continues to breathe life into us every day. Thank you so much. I'm up and moving, so I will keep going while my limbs are working. And have a blessed Sunday, everybody.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. D. Thank you so much. Forgive me, y'all. I'm picking my son Roy up for church this morning. But, yeah, anyone else? Anyone else had a revelation, an aha moment? Because that was a lot to take in, and I tried to kind of condense it when I wrote it this week, because I know I only had 10, 15 minutes to do it. But when you look at what the psalmist said, how we should be like a tree, and I use the analogy of being like water, being like fire, being like the wind, all of those things. God used all of those things, but the psalmist said, no, I'm going to be like a tree. And when he said planted by the rivers of water, notice he put a S on rivers, which means where the supply comes from. And as a child of God, we got to realize that we got supply coming from a lot of different areas. Some of you got it coming from your churches. We got it coming from the Victory Call. I mean, some of us get it on Monday nights. The men get it on Tuesday nights. So we're always getting nourishment from some part of the Victory family. And some of you are in your Bible studies and all of that. The point is for us to continue growing. We've got to continue growing, and our roots have got to go down deep. That is so, so important. At my house, I had the tree, the city made me take down two trees out my front yard, and because the roots were so deep, it was funny how the men had to cut all the way into the ground. To this day, there's a big hole still. I mean, it's grass is grown in its sense, but I mean, in the front yard to where one of the trees was. So it's important that, y'all, as we stay in the Word, we get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in God's Word. So many people only know God on the surface. And, y'all, there's so much more to God. You know, last night I was blessed after I left the Bowling Fellowship. I was blessed to be at the Youth-O-Rama. And a good friend of mine was preaching, Bishop Yardley Griffin's son, Yardley Jr., and he made a statement about folks think they so deep. They just think they so deep because they praise and they worship. You're not deep because you praise and you worship. You ought to do it. I mean, that's a prerequisite. You ought to do it, you know. What makes us deep is the life that we live before Christ. And as we continue to study his word, we've got to get deeper and deeper and deeper and rooted in his word. And that's so, so important. So when we study his word, and look at it, y'all. We just don't look at it on the surface because so many people quote scripture and stuff, but they quote surface things. And that's why I'm encouraging you all to stay in his word. So notice the supply from a lot of different sources. My question to you this morning is, where is your supply coming from? Where is your strength coming from? Because remember,
One other thing real quickly that I connected as I was running around the house here, that how this connected in as to changing. Our leaves, our change that takes place. You mentioned the leaves on the tree. We change, and Sister Lisa talked about it in the resume, the change, and it's being able to know that we don't put on the same clothing every morning we wake up in this new grace and mercy. It's a continual change in Christ. And at the time we go through without our leaves on, we're standing naked before the Lord, and he's providing. Our change is taking place. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going through it this morning, y'all.
Did you fix your hair, Miss D? Because I saw a picture. I just want to make sure that it's...
Baby, I was tired when I got home last night. My body was killing me.
Thank you. Well, go to the corner.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, get several people.
Sorry. Okay. But Miss D is totally right. The changing of the season. Notice how we change in the seasons, and how the tree changes, and how in the I said in the winter it takes off, but in the summer it puts on. Y'all, you do know there are three different seasons that every child of God got to live in. I don't know if y'all know that. In season, out of season, and due season. In season is when the home is being settled. In season is that new raise, that new car. But most of us live out of season. Out of season is when you got more month than you got money. Out of season is when nothing is going right. And God will allow you to live in season. He will allow you to live out of season. But when you're in out of season, you're waiting on due season. And due season is simply this, whenever God gets ready. So my first question was, where's your source coming from? Where's your strength coming from? Anybody? Because I know you've been through stuff. I listen to everybody talk about how they've been through stuff and all of that. My question to you is, where's your source come from? Where's your strength coming from?
My source absolutely comes from the word.
Wait. Who is this? You got to speak up.
Tanya, you can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, sorry, I just had to readjust. My source absolutely comes from the Word of God, from spending hour upon hour, not every day, but over the course of my life, spending hours in the Word of God, listening to the preached Word. It definitely comes from the Victory Call. It also comes from me reading books by authors, Christian authors, that talk about different things. The effectual fervent prayer. That's not it. But it's a book about prayer. The prayer that availeth much. I think it is, and it comes from prayer. It comes from a combination of things. But that sort. When you talked about the tree and the roots, I imagined in my mind the roots of a tree running down deep, wrapping itself around other tree roots and wrapping itself around rocks. And and I can see it in my mind, even when the wind comes, like maybe the top of the tree sways. I mean, I'm talking about a really mature tree, because for a tree to have those type of roots, it has some maturity in it. For the roots to be that long and to wrap around and be, I mean, just like there's no ending to them. So maybe the top of the tree, and if there are any leaves on it and branches, of course there would be, depending on the season. Those leaves might shed, right? Depending on the season, they might lose some leaves. But the base of the tree, it ain't going nowhere. The roots aren't going anywhere, but the trunk of the tree is not going anywhere. Maybe there's a little slight bend, just because of the length of the tree, but wow, the roots are what are so important. Even if you think about a plant, I know it's different, the roots of a plant, depending on how big of a pot. I'm talking about a potted plant. I have an orchid. It's absolutely beautiful. It has budded, and some of the roots, because it's in a small pot, have come up out of the plant, out of the soil. But that plant is so strong right now. And so I just thank God for the declaration. It was absolutely fruitful this morning. It was so many different nuggets.
Amen, amen. And I think that's important of our maturity level as Christians. I know some people say that I'm hard on some people when certain matters come, but we have to understand that one thing God wants us to do is be mature. We've got to grow up in the faith. The psalmist is very clear, as you just talked about, a mature tree that's grasping things from underneath the soil. That's just how God wants us to be. Because even if when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, that's what he said to his disciples. You know, you faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I deal with you? You know, I mean, you know, so it's important that we got to keep growing so we can grow up and be mature. Anyone else? Where's your source coming from? You're strong now. You're strong now. You wanted to give up, and you thought you should have given up, but the truth of the matter, you didn't give up.
Lavelle.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Ruth.
Good morning, Miss Ruth.
Gosh, I missed the declaration. I just woke up, but I know I had to get on the call. But my strength comes from listening to all the testimonies of the victors. And it also comes from looking at what God is doing in all the people, my friends and family lives, because I know most of their testimonies and where they come from. So just looking at what he's done. And I heard someone say, this day is the day that we prayed for years ago. And for me it is. Because I prayed for friends and I prayed for, you know, people like you all to be in my life, you know. And so I'm grateful for this moment because this is the moment that I pray for peace and for calmness and for even in adversity, I could be calm. I haven't had an anxiety attack in a long time. And I used to wake up as if someone kicked in the door. My heart would just race out of nowhere. And I don't know if anybody knows what that felt like, but to be asleep and to just wake up with your heart racing because of the mind, you sleep but you're not resting, and the subconscious mind is still on what's really going on, you know. But to be in the midst of things and to be calm is just awesome. It's funny that when I'm at work, I look around and I say, these people really don't even know what I'm going through, which don't even matter, but I'm just grateful that to look and hear all the testimonies and what my friends and family are doing, and a lot of them on Facebook that are doing wonderful things and are living selfless lives, that's where my strength comes from. And watching my kids watch me, and they don't say nothing. Do you need anything, Mom? That's what I hear now, adult children. Do you need anything? Oh, I got it. You ain't got to wash the dishes. That's where my strength comes from, and I'm grateful.
Hey,
and
man,
to hear your
awesome
voice on Sunday.
Oh, you're too sweet. Thank you, Miss Ruth. We'll be there to pick up the fish after church.
Oh, Tim missed the fish.
I'm like, what? Ruth, you wrong. I asked you.
Well, I went real quick. I don't want to take no more time, but I am planning a victory party in June. And I don't know if how many people can come to Sacramento, but I'm planning a party for a victory party in June. So
You're not going to have to. We have in the barbecue.
Oh,
we'll keep
good.
You
okay, perfect.
I'll be in touch.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, okay.
Yay!
Well, I'll bring the cake.
All right. Your source, it comes, your strength. No, I'm joking. Your strength comes from a lot of different places. Also, you know, let me tell you what. Where another place where my strength comes from. It comes from God's grace. Totally from God's grace, because the truth of the matter is, y'all, I should have been out of here a long time ago. Don't y'all shine on me, because you should have been gone too. The Lord should have took you out of here a long time ago too. But I'm saying all of the things we've done and in our lives and stuff, you know, it takes grace to keep your head up. When you got people lying on you, when you don't know where you're going to get your next meal, where you don't know how you're going to pay that bill, y'all, it takes grace to keep your head up and to keep smiling. Is there anybody else? Tell me where your source come from, because I got about two more questions, and then I'm going to close out so we get ready for church. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Gail. One of my sources right now is coming from the forest of
Say that again, Gail.
I think her call may have dropped.
Oh, okay. Before Gail come back, anyone else?
Oh, this is the Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
I want to agree with you, Pastor Lavelle, that I got a lot of my learning from Sunday school. I love Sunday school. I love the Bible Expository Illuminator. I love studying that. And my source, I just want to say to the Victory family, thank you so much. I had a great time last night, so I just wanted to say that. But my source comes from, I would say, from my church. My pastor, he likes to teach basic study, and I like it because he comes from a layman's perspective. And so he teaches line upon line and precept upon precept. So from that, just the basic study and breaking it down in layman's terms, that gives me a resource for strength. And also when people will tell their stories in the church, they will let me know what I'm going through, that I'm not the only one. And then they will share stories about what happened in their life so that I wouldn't go through the same things that they went through. And then another source, of course, is the Victory Line, because everyone's so open and so honest and they share their stories. And they let me know again that it's not just you, Cassandra, that other people go through, but they also have victories. Another source is the openness and the, the love that the Victory family has, and even to see it, I saw it last night, and just the openness and the love and the friendliness and just being so authentic. And then I also get it from even sources like people, ministers I hear on TV, Steve Harvey in the morning, his little 15 minutes he does. He talks about one of the things that just gratitude, just being thankful, just learning how to just be thankful for the things that I have. And that's a great resource, because sometimes you look at what other people have, what other people are doing, and you forget what God has blessed you with. So just that being, learning to say thank you and appreciating what I have, that's a great resource. And just love from family. God just sends nuggets sometimes, just little simple stuff. You know, a kid running up to you in church just wanting to hug your legs or just say hello, or, you know, you see your friends you haven't seen in a while and they say hi. So those sources, I think God is just so powerful, because he sends you what you need. When you keep moving and walking in God, he knows exactly what you need. And it comes in sources where you say, where did that come from? Thank you, Lord. And you just know it's from God. So that's my share. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lavelle.
Amen. Gail, are you back? Did Gail make it back? No? All right.
I'm back.
Okay, go. Okay. Go ahead, Gail.
Oh, actually, I was done because I'm preparing to go to work. So, but I'm just thankful that God has spared me my life and has had so given me so much grace and mercy to keep me here, because I definitely know that I could have been taken out. But because of that, I have
increased my faith, and I am very, very grateful for still being here. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? NT1L. Where your source come from? Or do you change for the better or for the worse when you do change? Or do you just change for survival? What's your reason for change?
Hey, Lavelle, this is Tanya. I wanted to, there's one other source. It actually comes from the trials that I go through. Because it you know, God is sovereign. He allows us to go through certain things. And with the lessons that I learn as I go through different things, some of the things maybe I caused, but especially those that God has allowed me to go through, it gives me the strength. It empowers us. It helps us to realize, wow, I was stronger than I realized. I didn't know it. And so while we may not like going through, I don't think I'm any different from anybody else, but I appreciate when I've gone through and I look back, and hindsight is always 20/20. And so even while I'm going through something, and I have been for a while here, but even while I'm going through, understanding and knowing that God is keeping me, he's holding me up, and he's giving me the strength that I need in order to be able to endure. But when I can look back and say, wow, God, I made it through. You kept me, and I can start to put the pieces together, and I can see, oh, because that's when it started, and I remember I did this, and God, you did that, and then you did this, and then that other thing happened. God, you kept me through it, and it gives me, it's like I see it as a stepping stone or as a ladder, because each thing that I go through, it's like I get elevated spiritually, and I definitely get that strength. So I wanted to bring that out.
This is
Amen. Amen. Go ahead,
Sister Carol.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks for this. My strength comes from, you know, being in the Word, where I need to be much more and dwell there. Amen. Also, my fellowship with East Bay Bible Church, and it's fellowship in the Word, not just going for service, but just fellowshipping in the Word together with other believers. I love that. And also my church, Wings of Love Church. It's my church. And, well, East Bay Bible is Pastor Reedus, Jonelle Reedus.
That was my seminary professor, but go ahead.
Oh, amen. And so that's East Bay Bible Church. That's all fellowshipping in the Word and Bible study. I do that. But my church, Wings of Love. And also daily being strengthened, coming on to the victory line, declare victory. It's such a source of strength for me. And what you said tops all of it. My strength comes from God's grace. Oh, God. Thank you for saying that, because that's the core of all of it. If God had not, if it wasn't for God's grace, we wouldn't have no strength. Thank you so much.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah. Good morning. This is Catherine. I just wanted to acknowledge my strength comes from God's mercy and his grace also. I fell asleep Friday behind the wheel, and was able to come away from that with just a flat tire. I just thank God for his mercy and grace. And the source that keeps me going is the Word of God, and understanding and knowing that he is, he will do everything he said he will do, and just knowing that I can put my trust in him. So just want to give God praise and glory. And thank you, Pastor Jones, for your declaration. Right on time. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Anyone else? On this Palm Sunday, as Jesus goes riding triumphantly into the city and they're laying down palm branches, screaming, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. As you're getting ready for worship this morning, your source, thinking about your strength and all that you've been through, being like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. That is so awesome when you think of that. Think of what God is doing in your life and how God has kept you. Because he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, in which he does meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. I know we want to produce fruit every season. We want to be a fruit-bearing people every season. But I had some people ask me, why haven't I said anything on the line lately? I found my quiet. Thank you, Tanya. I found my quiet. And sometimes you've got to be quiet for a while and listen. And so on some of the calls, even at night, I'm learning how to just sit and be quiet, because sometimes that's nourishment for you. When you just learn how to listen and listen, whether other people are sharing and other people's declarations and the word that's being shared. There have been times that I wanted to jump in, but the Lord said no, because every saint needs a season of silence. Did y'all know that? Every saint needs a season of silence. So when you really look at this in bringing forth fruit in his season, even though that it says his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, because of your nourishment, you're going to prosper if you stay connected to God. That's important. And the roots were connected to the source that gave them life. So when we're connected to that which gives us life, then we're going to grow. We're going to grow. Is there anyone else? Anyone else?
Hi, this is Cindy. I just echo what everybody else has already said, and my strength and my source is definitely coming from the Word of God, and I'm one that loves Sunday school as well and Bible study, and surrounding myself with like-minded people who love God and are, saved for real, So, and just the things that God has done in my life, and knowing that Jesus really is real and that he really is coming back one day, and that he really does, love me and love us. So that's where my strength and my source is.
Amen. I think, Sister Cindy, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, the day before. I think he's coming back a lot sooner than we think when we look at what's going on, and it's important for us to be ready. I'm glad you said that. Anyone else? Before we get ready to close out, because we're going to close out in just a minute, and I want to give everyone an opportunity to say something.
I'm sorry. I know you're trying to wrap it up, but just the fact that I'm still here in my right mind, a sound mind, and I'm not in Napa because of everything, like I think Catherine said, mercy and grace for all the stuff that I've been through. I should be across the street from where I live in Rolling Hills, so I'm grateful for his grace and his mercy, and for the blood that he shed for me. So I have so much to say thank you, Jesus, for. I don't need a song. I don't need a hoop holla. I don't need none of that to be grateful for his blood, his blood that strengthens me day to day. So you did it again, my brother. I just, again, and declare victory. If it wasn't for just this family, I'd probably be gone. That's real. So I'm grateful for this moment. I love you, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. All right, anyone else? Come on. So before we wrap it up, anyone else? All right. I think that's going to be it. I'm going to give you all enough time to get ready for church. I'm at church already, and so I thank y'all for listening intently today. I pray that y'all will pray my strength in the Lord, and I'm praying for y'all. Go to worship today. Go to worship today wherever you worship. Listen. Now, when you go to worship, make sure you worship. Don't just go and sit and look. Go and worship and get involved in the worship. Make sure you pay God's tithe. Listen to your preacher, pastor, or if it's Mission Sunday, listen to the woman that's going to speak today, and let's have a good time in the Lord today, all right? So y'all have a wonderful time, a wonderful day in the Lord.
I love you. Vail, what time today?
What time what?
Do I sing before you preach or after? I'm already in the parking lot. Just let me know.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Love y'all.
I'm just, she ain't going to be able to sing because Miss D threw money at her while she was dancing yesterday. I saw it with my own eyes. Neither one of them.
I saw it too. I'm not going to be at worship today, so can you wait till probably next Sunday or the Sunday after?
Okay, T.
Good night.
I'll wait.
Bye. I
love y'all.
Love y'all. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Kenya.
Y'all have a good day.
For sure.